in sculpture. This is engaged upon by vast numbers of people and is a absolutely collective act of celebration of what they are able to achieve as a united body of intention. Even if we don't understand it in technical terms, the awe-inspiring thing is the way in which, in spite of its scale, proportion and clarity is brought to the surface of the stone. This surface is created entirely by sand abrasion. It's difficult to conceive of a harder material. This is granite. Extreme resistance that has been overcome by time and elbow grease.
Anthony Gormley's point is, I think, a very important one. This serenely smiling sculpture is not the creation of an individual artist, but the achievement of a whole society, the result of a huge, complex process of engineering and logistics, in many ways much closer to building a motorway than making a work of art. The granite for the sculpture was quarried from Aswan and extracted in a single colossal block. The whole statue would originally have weighed about 20 tons. It was then roughly shaped before being moved on wooden sleds and pulled by large teams of labourers from the quarry to a raft which was floated down the Nile to Luxor. The stone would then be hauled from the river to the Ramesseum, where the finer stoneworking would take place in situ. So an enormous amount of manpower and organisation was needed to erect even this one statue. And this whole workforce had to be trained, managed and coordinated. And if not paid, many of them would of course have been slaves, at least fed and housed.